Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bezus Hashem, I'm continuing from Daf Lam Gimla and Bez at the two dots. The Mishnah says that Machzir Lo Avei Dosoi is one of the things that's mutter for the Machzir to do to the for the Muda. There's a Machlekes here, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, what's the Ukimta of the Mishnah? One Mandamar says, it's dafka if the machzir, if the nichse ha-machzir is also to the nichse, is also to the balaveda. Dafka there, the Torah allow the hashavas aveda because it's not called that he's being mahanahim because he's just giving him back his own, he's giving him back his own nechosim. Masha'enkein, if the bal aveda's nechosim are also to the machzir, so then it's also because he's being nene from the sfara of the prutud of Yosef. Prutud of Yosef means that since when he's Oisik in the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, he's potter from giving money to an ani because of the din of Oisik the mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. So that's called a hana, that's considered he's being nene from the Bala Veda, and that's aser. The reason why we call this din the Putud of Yosef is because the Ikr Machlaikas, because the Ikr din of Rav Yosef was set over in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vav. Over there is a Machlaikas Rabbah in Rav Yosef. What's the din of a Shomer Aveda? The Torah was Mechayiv, anybody who's Mechayiv in the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, part of the Chiyuvim are that he has to bring the Chayfetz to his house and become a Shomer. He actually has to become he's a Shomer on the Chayfetz. So the Machlekes or Rabban of Yosef and Baba Kama, what's the status of the Shomer? Is he a Shomer Chinam or is he a Shomer Sacher? Rabba holds he's a Shomer Chinam because he's not getting paid by anybody to watch the Chayfetz. And if Yosef over there holds that he's a Shomer Sacher, why? Because of this Svar. Because since he's Oisik B'mitzvah, so he's potter from giving tzedakah to an ani, and that gives him a din of a shomer socher. That revach moment that he has from not having to give tzedakah is considered enough revach to make him into a shomer socher. So machlekes we shine him how we paskin the gabi that machlekes. Machlekes we shine him is brought in Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav over there. Tosis brings the sheet of the Bahag and Rabbeinu Chanana. They both bring a raya from our sugya at the halachas like of Yosef. Because in our sugya it's mashma, at the whole machloikas Rav Amin Rav Asi, in the case where the nichse nechosim of the balaveda are also to the machzir, whether or not the machzir is allowed to return the chayfetz, is whether or not it's leishchiach, meaning the mandarm that holds that it's aser for the machzir to return the chayfetz holds, it's aser because of the prut of the Rav Yosef. So he for sure holds like Rav Yosef in Bava Kama. That the machzir, the one who's Oisek in the Shabbos Aveda, has this din that he's potter to give money to an ani, and therefore over here, who had din over here, just like he becomes a shomer sachar in Baba Kama, so to over here, it's considered that he's being nene from the Baal Aveda. Mashenk in the other mandamar, he just says that it's loy shchiach. The whole metzias of the prutud of Yosef is loy shchiach that he should save money on giving money to an ani. But it's mashma that he holds of the din of Putud of Yosef. Just that he holds over here that it's loy shchiach. So Melu Bahag and Rabbeinu Chanan say from here, since both Rav Ami and Rav Asi both hold of the din of Putud of Yosef, so Melu we pass the luck of Yosef. The Ri and Tois there is Choylev. And he says, you have no raya b'chlal from our sugya. Because even Rabba in Baba Kama that holds that the Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar, it's not the pshat. He's a shomer chinam. It's not the pshat that he holds that every shomer is chayiv to give money to an ani, and he doesn't hold bechlal of the din of oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. Avad not. Everybody holds the din of oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. Just that he holds that hana that he's getting does not turn him into a shomer zacha. The reason for that, I'll come to in a minute, but that's what Rabbi holds. The fact that he's part of giving staka to an ani does not give him the status of a shomer sacher. He's still considered that he's watching the chavetz for free. The male over here, it could be that both mandarim over here are both hold like Rabbi. They both hold that legabi a shomer, he's a din of a shomer chinam. But lemaisa avada, there is a hana over here because lemaisa he's saving money from giving to an ani, and therefore by mudar hana, it's also for the machzir if he is the mudar to be machzir the chavetz to be machzir the Baal Aveda. In Choshe Mishpat Simin Ein Beis, the Shach and Sifkot and Chof Tes brings a Tshuvas Haran. It's a well-known Tshuva. The Ran over there says that if Ruvain is Mashil a Sefer to Shimon, and al hamashkon, he takes a mashkon on the hashalah, and then an oinus happens to Shimon, and the sefer goes lost because of an oinus. So the Ran over there paskins that he's not mechuyev, the shoyl is not mechuyev to pay, and therefore the mashal has to give back the mashkon. That's the psak of the Ran. The Sma over there explains the pshat in the Tshuva Saran. He brings the Tshuva Saran himself. The Ran himself explains in the Tshuva that the reason is because you, even though a shoyl b'derech chlal, the halacha is these chayv b'oinsin, but that's because of a svara of kol hanah shaloi. There's a svara that since a shoyl is being nene completely his own hana, there's no loss b'chlal on his part. He gets to be mishamish with the chayvitz. And he also does not have to pay. It's called kol hanah shaloi. So therefore, that's the svar that's machayiv him to pay for oinsim. Mashenkin over here says the Ran, where the mashil is being mekayim a mitzvah, because lending a sefer to somebody is a mitzvah. So he's also nene. He's nene from the dinner, prudu of Yosef. Because since he's doing a mitzvah, so we apply the dinner of Yosef with mitzvah potom in a mitzvah. And therefore, he's also called that he's being nene havachas mamon. And therefore, it's not with no din of kol na shaloi, and that's why the shoyl is potter. That's what the sma brings from the Ran. The shach there in Sifkot and Chavtes, he's choylev. He says the sma should not have brought the Tshuvas Haran so simply la halacha. Why? Because the Ran is l'shitosoi. The Ran in our sugya paskins like the shita of Yosef that a shoymer aveda has a din of a shoymer sachar. That's why the Ran l'shitosoi holds that the mashil is being marviach, and therefore he's making money, and therefore it's not kol hanah shaloi. But shita of Rabba is not like that. Rabba holds that a shoymer aveda is a shoymer chinam, and therefore lefi shita of Rabba should come out that he's, the mashil is not being marviach any moment, and therefore we go back to the old svara of kol hanah shaloi, and therefore the halacha should be that he's chayef to pay, and he should be able to keep the mashkon. Reuven should be able to keep the mashkon. Says the shach, since legabi the machlekes rabbi of Yosef, it's got sveika de dina. That's where the shach comes out in Chosh and Mishpat. That it's a sveika de dina how we paskin. Therefore, so too over here, it's a sveika de dina, and we apply the dina of hamoitzim yichaveri al avaraya, and the Reuven can keep the mashkon. That's what the Shach Tain is in Sifkot and Chavtes. The Tzoyis over there is Choylech. The Tzoyis says that the Poiskim, the Rishonim that Paskin like Rabba, their whole Svara is that Dafka Din in Shoy Mesocha. Now, like Gabe Shoy Mesocha, Rabba holds that he has a Din of a Shoy Mechina. But they said, those Poiskim themselves said, that you have no Rai from our Sugya, because even Rabba holds that there is a Hanos Mamun. There is a hanos moment, there is a revach, and that's why it could be that Rabbi himself holds that by a madi, by a mudar hanot, also for the machra to return the chayfetz, because he's being nene from the harvachos moment of being potter from giving tzedakah to an ani. That's the sheet of Rabbi. Just like Gabi shoy mesachal is a b'tur, but not with Gabi mudar hanot, because he agrees that there's a hanot. L'maisa, the Ktois explains, what's taka the pshat? What's the pshat that dafka by Shoy Mesochar, Rabba holds he's potter, even though he agrees to the din, Rabba holds that he's a Shoy Mechinam, even though Rabba agrees to the din of Oisik Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. He explains, the Ktois explains, the pshat is because in order for a Shoy Mesochar to become a Shoymer, in order for a Shoymer to become a Shoy Mesochar, it's not enough that he gets paid any money, he has to be paid a Shava Pruta. That's the choice. The choice says, speaks to that in Simon Shin Mem, that every shoyman, in order to become a shoyman socher, he has to get paid a shava pruta. So over here, the hana that he's potter from giving an ani money is considered pachos mishava pruta. That's the gedder, because since it doesn't happen so often, it's that whole hana, the ability, the potential of not having to give money to an ani, has a price tag of a pachos mishava pruta. And that's why he doesn't become a shoyman socher according to Rabbah. But legabe amuder hana yitachen, says the Ktzois, that Rabbi's moide, because hare amuder hana, even a pachas v'shava pruta, he's not allowed to be nene. And Mela, that's why there's no right from our sugi that we don't hold like Rabbi. It could be that this goof is Rabbi, the man dormi that holds that he's not allowed to return the chayfetz because he can't be nene from the Baal Aveda. That goof could be Rabbi. So Mela says the Ktzois, same thing over here. That in order to become, in order to say that it's not kol hanah shaloi of the shoyel, Rabbi could also agree with that. Rabbi definitely agrees with that, because Rabbi holds there is a hanos mamon
It's a pachas m'shava pruta. That's all. So dafka legabe becoming a shomer sachar. The fact that he's a pachas m'shava pruta is not enough. But legabe hashem hanos moment to say that it's no longer kol hanos shaloi. Even Rabba is moided to that. And therefore, says the Ktzois, the Psak of the Sma is correct. He's not kol anashavai, even a liba de Rabba. It's not Tolyan Rabba and Rav Yosef. And therefore, he has to get, even though it's a sveka de dina, legabi yeshoy masach yeshoy machinam, but legabi hilchas shoyal be chayv ointzin, ivadi is chayv to give back the, ivada chayv to give back the pikodin. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Tes, Sifkot and Tes Vav, explains that the Pshat in the Shach is, the Shach holds that also, he agrees to everything the Ktzoi said, he just holds that even Lagabi the Din of taking off the Kol Hanos Shaloi, making it, giving it is no longer a shame, Kol Hanos Shaloi, there also it has to be a Shavah Pruta. It's not enough that the mashil nene apokos mishava pruta, so now that it's not called anymore, that it's kol nashaloi. That's what the Shach says. The Shach says, according to Rabba, that the gedr of the hano is considered a hano of apokos mishava pruta, so the halach is going to be that it's still kol nashaloi, and therefore he's chayv ba'oinsin, and that's why the Shach paskin that it's a sveka to dina. So just to summarize b'sikum what we just spoke out. We have a machlekes Rabba and Rav Yosef and Baba Kama about a shomer aveda. If he has a din of a shomer sachar shomer chinam, and that's totally on the din of putid Rav Yosef on the patur of giving staka to an ani. We explain that alfi the tzois. The whole machlekes is whether or not it has a gather of a pachas m'shava pruta or not, because a shomer sachar, in order to become a shomer sachar, has to be paid a shava pruta, and therefore the Ktzoi says that there's no hechrich from our sugya, because there's no hechrich from our sugya how we paskin legabi that machlekes, because in our sugya the gather is Isur Hanoi is even pachas m'shava pruta, and therefore and there's a machlekes shach and the Ktzois legabi a mashil in order that it shouldn't be kol anah shaloi of the shoyel, is it enough that the mashil is nene apachas m'shava pruta of this din of oisek mitzvah pot min a mitzvah, or over here does it have to be a full shava pruta in order to be considered that the shoyel is not kol anah shaloi anymore? Okay, Bezus Hashem, I would like to now speak about a few inyanim of the sugya of Oisik Mitzvah, Potamina Mitzvah, that's Nogea Ar Sugya. There's a big machlekes we shine him about what exactly is the, when do we apply the din of Oisik Mitzvah, Potamina Mitzvah? Toisvis in Sukkah Dav Chof Hei, the Rosh there in Simin Vav, the Tur in Simin Tav Reish Mem, all paskin that the Tur of Oisik Mitzvah, Potamina Mitzvah is Dafka B'Mokum, where it's E.F. Shalakayim Shtehem. The fact that he's being oisik in the first mitzvah makes it that if he goes to do the second mitzvah, he won't be able to do the first mitzvah properly. I'll explain, I'll give an example in a minute. The Ran, there in Sukkah, and also in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel Dapi Arif, and the Agoyis Ashri and Simin Vav, B'Shem, the Orzaru in Sukkah, the Orzaru is in Chelek Beis, Simin Reis Tzadik Test, hold the Chelek on Toisvus. They hold even B'Mokum that it's Yochel Lekayim Shtehem. If he's oisek b'mitzvah, he's potter from a mitzvah. But they say, if he's only mekayem a mitzvah, passively, then he's going to be chayiv in a mitzvah as long as if he can be mekayem both of them. The third shita, the Rashba and the shita mikubetzis above a kama, brings b'shem the Ravid, that even if he's only mekayem a mitzvah passively, then we say that we apply the din of oisek b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. The ikar raya of Toisvis, the ikar raya of Toisvis, that b'makom that he's the makom that it's ef shalakayim shtehem, that he's chayiv and there's no p'tur, is from our sugya. Since our sugya says that the din of pruta Rav Yosef is loy shchiach, and that's why the machzir is allowed to return the chavis of the Baal Aveda, even though the machzir is not allowed to be nene from the nechas of the Baal Aveda, still he's allowed to return him his chavis because it's loy shchiach. Says Toisvis, how can we say it's loy shchiach? If you tell me that kol zman that someone's oisik a mitzvah, he's potter from a mitzvah, that means that kol zman the chavetz is in the house of the machzir. As long as the chavetz is sitting in his house, he's been mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So over there, he's kol rega v'rega, he's potter from giving money to an ani. So how can you tell me that's loy shchiach? It's very shchiach at Tosfos. It could be a very long time. If other ani's going to come in that duration of time, it says Tosfos muchach that once the Aveda comes into his house, that he's no longer doing anything. Thing. And it won't stare him to go give money to an ani. There's no ptur. There's no ptur. That's the one raya of Tosfos brings. The other raya of Tosfos brings is mina svara. How could you say that kol zman that a person's wearing tzitzis, kol zman that a person has a mezuzah on his house, he's potter from a mitzvah? So then most people will never be able to be mekayim mitzvahs. They're always going to be chayvim. They're always going to be a potter from mitzvahs because they're always being mekayim the mitzvah of a mezuzah mitzvah of tzitzis. This Tosfos is muchach to say that as long as you could be mekayim the other mitzvahs, so then there's no ptur of oisik mitzvah part of being a mitzvah. The Ran, who's choylik, so he addresses these questions. Lahedya. See, that's why he makes this chiluk that I mentioned before, the difference between oisik ba mitzvah and mekayim as a mitzvah. The Ran says, kol zman that someone's oisik ba mitzvah. That means he's doing the mitzvah, but pe'ula with his goof. He's in the middle of doing a mitzvah. It says the Ran, he's potter for a mitzvah, even though he could be mekayim another mitzvah, both mitzvahs. The chiluk is, if he's only mekayim a mitzvah passively, then he's going to be potter. The Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed Ches gives an example. Over there, the Siman's talking about people who sell tefillin, they write tefillin or they sell tefillin for a living. Those people, the Brisa says in Sukkah, Daf Chavav, are potter bin a mitzvah because of the din of Oisik ba mitzvah. They're Oisik ba mitzvah, they're potter bin a mitzvah. So Beis Yosef says if a person is selling, he's selling tefillin to somebody, and that person who's buying the tefillin, he needs to catch a boat. The boat's leaving, the boat's going to leave. Says the Beis Yosef, this person that's selling the tefillin, he has another mitzvah to go do right now, a mitzvah that's going to pass. So we say like this, if the person who's going on the boat, if the boat will not wait for him, so dafka there, Tosfos holds that we say oisik b'mitzvah, the boat will not wait. So he has to be mekayim his mitzvah right now. If he tells the lekeach, I have to stop and go do my mitzvah, my other mitzvah that's going to pass, so he'll miss out this mitzvah because the person has to go on the boat. Dafka there says Tosfos, oisik b'mitzvah, we say he's potter from going and doing the other mitzvah. But if the person could wait, if the boat will wait for him, then Tosfos holds he's mechuyev to say, okay, wait for me to go do my mitzvah, and then I'm going to come back and finish selling you the tefillin that I had to sell you. That's Tishtas Tosfos. And the Ran holds no. The Ran holds that since he was oisik b'mitzvah, even though the person will wait for him, he's potter min a mitzvah, he's not mechuyev to go do the other mitzvah. He'll let the mitzvah go, he'll miss it out, and he'll be able to sell, and he should continue selling the tefillin. The shita of the Ravid that we brought before, that holds that afilu b'mekayim a mitzvah, passively, still we say the din of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, is obviously very hard to explain our Gemara. It's very hard to explain what's pshat in our Gemara. So I found one of the achronim, he answers the pshat like this, that Rashi over here, the Mefarish in the Darm, he explains the reason why it's loy shchiach is because a person, even though he's potter from doing the mitzvah, he's not going to use the ptur. He's going to do the mitzvah anyways. So that's why it's loy shchiach. That's why it's loy shchiach. Not that it's loy shchiach. So even though, that stims, if you're the Ravid, you could use that pshat, because the Ravid could say, in a chanami, he's taka potter, kol rega v'rega, the chavetz is in his house. He's potter from the mitzvah of giving money to a dani. But lemaisa, he won't use the ptur. He'll go be mekayim the mitzvah anyways. Lemaisa, I found in the Shaar Tzion, Sivkot and Lama Tess, and Simin Tof Ayin Hei, in Hilchos Pesach, declares if somebody's oisik b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, and anyways he goes ahead and does the mitzvah, is he mekayim the mitzvah or not? So he comes out like this, even though if somebody does a mitzvah, oifen that he's potter, the hainu if he has no das, b'shasi to the mitzvah, so then when he gets his das back, he's mechuyev to go do the mitzvah again. Mashenkin here is different. Even though he had a ptur of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, and he goes ahead and does the mitzvah, he's yoytzi the mitzvah. But says the Shaar Tzion, he can't make a bracha. He shouldn't make a bracha. Since l'maisa he's potter, he can't make a bracha on the mitzvah.
I'd like to speak out, Be'ezus Hashem, a few interesting kashas from the G'dolei Echorinim Ba'ar Sugya.
Pnei Yeshua, in Babakama Daf Nun Zayin, asks a kash on Tosfos. He says Tosfos over there says that the only time that the meshiv aveda is potter is dafka where it's ef shalakayim shneim kegoin. Tosfos says, for example, when he's doing shtichas habeged or niur, he's shaking out the beged, meaning he's taking care of the beged, he's doing things that the beged needs in order for the beged to remain shalom. As a Pnei Yeshua L'Choyra, that's not a mitzvah. L'Choyra, he's being Mekayim his dinim of Shomer. The Torah was Mekayim to be a Shomer. The Pnei Yeshua brings a riot to this Kasha by saying, L'Choyra, any Shomer Chinam, every Shomer Chinam is Mekhoyiv to do these things. If someone's a Shomer Chinam on a Beged, Avadi is Mekhoyiv every day to do whatever the Beged requires. So why don't we say that B'Shas, that he's Oisek in the Beged, so he's being Oisek B'Mitzvah, he should be potter from Mitzvah, so mele, he should be Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, according to Rav Yosef. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. And for the Pnei Yeshua, it's different. Pnei Yeshua says like this, that Dafka Shomer Aveda, who b'shas, that the Haschalas Chiyuv Shmira began as a mitzvah, the Torah was b'chayiv him to take it into his house. So then the whole Meshach HaShmira, all the Maisim of Shmira that he does, have a Shem Mitzvah that have a Yechelis, the pattern for a mitzvah. Masha'en Ken, someone who just becomes a regular shomer. So on that, we don't say the din. We don't say that all of his chiyuvim that he's doing is a shame mitzvah. B'kivei Eger and Baba Kama, also over there, has a kasha, a very strong kasha on Tosfos. He asks, L'chayra, over here, our sugya is talking about when the machsir finds the chayfetz, he knows whose chayfetz it is. He knows that it's the chayfetz of the mudar that he's not allowed to be nana from. Because if he doesn't know who's the chayfetz is, so what's the whole nidar in the sugya? Whether he's allowed to bring it to him or not. He doesn't know whose it is, so of course he's mechuyav to bring it to him. Elamai says the kiveger, it's muchach, that he knows that this is the chayfetz of the mudar. So Mamela over here in our sugya, there is no case where he's bringing it into his house and he's watching it as being a shomer over time, where until, because the whole metzias of a shomer is that he doesn't know whose chavetz it is, and therefore he has to put up signs and figure out whose it is. But over here he knows whose chavetz is. So he's gonna bring the chavetz directly to the person's house. Kivega brings a riot to this, besides the fact that it's Muchach and Svar, but the Parish HaRosh over here is very, very, very geschmack, mamash like Kivega. When the Rosh speaks out, what's the Pshat and Putud Rav Yosef? He says the Pshat and Putud Rav Yosef is that when the Shomer, a regular Shomer Aveda, is being Oisek with the Chefetz, he's taking care of the Chefetz, he's doing Shticha, he's doing Niwa v'chulei. So he's being nana from the din of Oisik Mitzvah Potter being a mitzvah. Hachanami over here, says the Rosh, when he brings the chayfetz lebeisa. Mashma from the Rosh, here the only Oisik b'mitzvah is that he's walking the chayfetz to the person's house. That's the Iker mitzvah over here. The Etzem Shmira, that's not a mitzvah because it doesn't happen. There is no mitzvah over here in our sugya. So Hakatois is bringing a raya that when the chayfetz is in his house, that's called that he's not Oisik b'mitzvah from the fact that the Mar calls it Loishchiach. No, l'chayr our sugya, there is no time period in our sugya where the chayvetz is sitting in his house. That's the kasha of Kiveger. Kiveger wants to suggest a teretz. He says maybe Tois is held that that small interim time period of bringing the chayvetz to the house of the madir is so small and insignificant that wouldn't be enough according to anybody to make it aser by a mudar, to make it aser for a mudar hanah to do that. So it must be talking about a case where he knows that the mudar is not home. And therefore, he has to bring it to his house. That was the Tosfos' Hanocha. Kveger says afterwards, he's madcha that, because it can't be. Because if that's the pshat, why should there be a Manda Omar and the Gemara that in the case where the Machsir can't be named from the Balaveda, it's also because of the Putud of Yosef. Meaning he's making up this Ukimta in the Gemara that he doesn't know that he's home. And therefore, he has to bring the chavetz back to his house. It would have made much more sense to say that no, the sugya is talking about all scenarios. We're talking about all scenarios. That a normal scenario that he knows where the person is. He knows the person's at home, and therefore he can't bring him back the chavetz. He's allowed to be machshir the chavetz because it's such a small, insignificant amount. Why did he make a doichu kimta in the Mishnah in order to say that the Mishnah is only talking about a case where the nichsei hamachshir are also to the Baal Aveda? So B'kiveger, lemaisa he blabs shver. He blabs shver. In Simon Lamed Ches, the Ramah lemaisa paskins like the Shitas Haran. Paskins like the Shitas Haran that if somebody's oisik b'mitzvah, He's potter mina mitzvah only b'kihai gavna, yefilu b'kihai gavna, that he's efshel l'kayim et shteihem. The Mishnah Brura brings a fascinating Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, over there in Simin Lamed Ches, the Mishnah Brura's in Sifkot Chav Dalet. He brings a raya from Rashi. Rashi says that the Bryce over there of Isaac Mitzvah was talking about koisvei tefillin mezuzos, people who write tefillin mezuzos, heim v'tagrehem, it says. Them and also the people that sell, that buy and sell. They're also potter from mitzvah. They're potter from mitzvahs because of Isaac Mitzvah. The Magen Avraham says, but daik from Rashi. Rashi over there says that they're buying, the Lashon of Rashi is, they said Rashi says like this. I'll read Rashi inside. Rashi says, "Zav chofav amar alf and sukkah had loikhi mehen kedei limkor ulahamsi'an litzorich lahem." So Magen Avraham's bedayik from Rashi that Rashi's mashma that the kavana of the meicher has to be l'shma, because Rashi says ulahamsi'an litzorich lahem, that their kavana is to make sure that if somebody needs tefillin that they have. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if somebody's ikra das is to buy and sell tefillin just in order to make money, he's not called Isaac Mitzvah, and therefore he's not part of being a mitzvah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham Lemaisa asks a kasha from our sugya. He says from the Dharm Daf Lamad Gimel, it's mashma not like that. He doesn't explain Lamad Dalet, I'm sorry. Dharm Daf Lamad Dalet, it's mashma not like that. He doesn't explain exactly where he's coming from. Machzor Shekel explains that the kasha of the Magen Avraham is like this. At the Gemara later on, Daf Lamad Dalet, we'll get into that soon, but the Gemara says Daf Lamad Dalet, that from the Sefer of the Mishnah that says, "B'makom shenoytin tzchar tipul hanol hektish," we have a raya, we're going in the gears of the Ran, we have a raya to the Mondo Amar, that the Mishnah is only talking about a case where the Nichzei HaMachzir are also to the Balaveda. Because in that case, we can explain, because if the Mishnah is only talking about that case where the Nichzei HaMachzir are also to the Baal Aveda, so then we understand very well why B'makom Shenoytin La'aschar, which the Ran explains means that he's getting money, that the one who's the Machzir is getting paid to bring back to give back the Aveda. So then the schar is tipul hanala hektish. The Ran over there explains that if he's moichel the money, so then the Baal Aveda can't keep the money. But it's muchach in the Gemara that the case of that when we say makom shenoytin la'aschar, the case that we're talking about is exactly the same case as the Reisha. When the Reisha said machzir lo yavedosai, and over there we said that it's only talking about a case where the nichsei machzir are also to the Baal Aveda. But if the nichsei nechasim of the Baal Aveda are also to the machzir, in such a case it would be also for him to return the chavetz. So too in the safe of makom shenoytin la'aschar, it's also the same tzir. That case where the nechasim of the Baal Aveda are also to the machzir remains usur for him to return the chavetz in that case. So, fact the Magen Avraham, why? If he's getting paid, if it's a makom shelot le'aschar, he's getting paid, so we should say that he's not doing a mitzvah. He's not being mekayim mitzvah, and therefore there's no dinner putu drav Yosef. That's how the Machzor Shekel explains the kasha of the Magen Avraham. The Maisa, the Bir Halacha here in Siman Lamed Ches, he asks a few kashas over here in the Magen Avraham. He says the Gemara says in Bav Metziyah Daf Pei Beis, there's Machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva about somebody who's Malvin Maman al Hamashkoin. And the Machlekes is whether or not he's a Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Akiva holds that he's a Shomer Sachar, and Rabbi Lezer holds he's only a Shomer Chinam. So the Gemara explains after a long Shach of Atariya, the Machlekes is everybody holds a Prutid Rav Yosef, but here the Machlekes is, since he needs the mashkon, the reason why he took this mashkon, Rashi explains, is because he needed to use that chayfetz. So he decided to lend money in order that he could get this chayfetz. And the machlekes is, does he have a din of an oisa mitzvah now? Legabi that oisa mitzvah making him into a shomer sachar because of the din of Rav Yosef. So Rabbi Akiva holds that even though his das was to take the mashkon because he needed it, he's still called an oisa mitzvah. And therefore, he becomes a shomer sachar. In fact, the Bir Halacha, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. So you see, even though his ikar kavana was for his own hana, still, the Maisa, we call him a shomer sachar. he answers for the Magen Avraham. He says that the over there we're talking about minastam. Minastam, when a person does a mitzvah, his das is to be makayim. His das is for the mitzvah, even though he's also getting hana. But the Magen Avraham is talking about a person whose ikar kavana is for the parnasa. He's a tagar. He's a businessman. His ikar kavana, his ikar rotzon is to go make money. So because high gavur the Magen Avraham was the machadish that he's not called an oisim mitzvah. But minastam we say not like that. If minastam his das is for the mitzvah. The Bir Lacha says a few interesting chidushim over here. He says, but if the person's das, let's say, is shava b'shava, his equal das is for the money and for the mitzvah. He wants to bring a raya from the Eliyahu Rabbah that his das, that's called oisim mitzvah, because the Eliyahu Rabbah says in Siman Taf Kuf Pei Tes Sif Katan Ches, that if somebody blows shofar on menas lehislamed, and also on menas latzis b'yedei chavasai, meaning he wants to be mekayim his mitzvah, at the very same time he wants to teach somebody else, this is how you blow shofar. So the shaila is, you need das to be mekayim a mitzvah, in order to be yoytze. We pass a mitzvah shichas kavana. So is that called that he's having kavana to be in the mitzvah, or is that called that he's not having kavana to the mitzvah because his das is lislamed? So the Eli Rabbah paskins that he's yoytze. So the Bir Lacha says, you see from there, that's called that his das is for the mitzvah. Then the Bir Lacha says a tremendous chiddush, an amazing chiddush. He says like this. He says people that write tefillin for a living, even if their das is kol kuloi for parnasa, says the Bir Lacha, that has a din of oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah, and it's different from the Magen Avraham's raya from Rashi, because Rashi's case was somebody who sells tefillin. Buying and selling tefillin, says the Bir Lacha, is not the etzem a maisa mitzvah. There's no maisa mitzvah of selling tefillin. It's at best helping other people be mekayim their mitzvah. So there, if you want your maisa to become a maisa mitzvah, then it's totally on das. If he has das that he's doing it bedafka l'shma, that people should have tefillin from kind of mitzvah, then it has a din oisik b'mitzvah l'gabi patri from other mitzvahs. Masha'en ken, someone who writes tefillin for a living. So there the Torah says uchsavtam. The Bir Lacha says the etzim ksiva sa tefillin, it has a shem maisa mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't matter if his das is. It doesn't matter if his das is to be mekayim the mitzvah for the parnasa or not for the parnasa. Since the etzim chefza, the maisa is a chefza shel mitzvah, so then it has a din oisik mitzvah in a mitzvah no matter what. That's the chiddush of the Bir Lacha. Okay, just to summarize what we just said, we have three shitas in Rishonim as to when the din of oisik mitzvah in a mitzvah is. We have shita the Tosfos, the Ran, and the Ravid. Is it only dafka when he can't be mekayim the other mitzvah, even when he could be mekayim the other mitzvah, or even when he's just doing the mitzvah but passively, still he's part of from other mitzvahs? We have the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and his chilek between stam, a regular shomer, and other shomrim. Other shomrim don't have it in mitzvah. And Mashenkin, the shomer aveda, all of his pulas are mitzvahs. Then we have the kasha of Rekivi Eger, Hibayv Shveran Toysvis, that lechoy over here, there's no raya that passively watching the chavetz is not considered oisik mitzvah patamina mitzvah, because over here lechoy, that's not what he's doing. There's no interim time of watching the chavetz by us. Then we have the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that somebody who's oisik b'mitzvah, l'shem the parnasa, l'shem the money, is not considered oisik b'mitzvah, l'gabi din of potter min mitzvah. And we had the kasha of the Bir Halacha from the Gemara above Metziah Daf Pei Beis. And we had his teretz of the chilek between the stam das of the mensch, and if he, and Magen Avraham was talking about if he behed, has das like that. And then we had this other chiddush of the Bir Halacha, that somebody who's doing an etzem cheftes shel mitzvah, so then we don't say that his das is going to shter. We don't say that his das for the parnasa, for the money, is going to shter that. Just want to add one last thing before we go to the next topic. The Magen Avraham brings an interesting maramakum, Hilchos Pesach, and Hilchos Pesach. Simin Taf Lamed Gimel Sif Ches over there. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that if somebody has a wall where he leaves chametz in the hole in the wall, and the wall fell down. So over there, the problem is we're afraid that when he's looking for the bread, he's gonna get bitten by an achbar, by a scorpion. So Morgan Raz Medayik over there, that there's a whole shakl tie in the Gemara. The Gemara says really shluchi mitzvah ainin bizakin. So we don't have to worry for that. But we're afraid that while he's looking for it, he's gonna look for something that he lost. And at that moment he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore that's not called he's not oisik b'mitzvah. But the Magen Rav Medayik from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, that we're only choshish that after he finishes looking for the chametz, then he's gonna start looking for his machat. He's looking for the thing that he lost. But if while he was looking for the chametz, at that time he would also be looking for his machat at the same time, so for that we wouldn't say that there's a chashash that he's gonna that there's a chashash sakana. We would say the din of shluchei mitzvah einim zaken, because even though he's doing the mitzvah, even though he's also being mechavim for his own hana, we see from here that we go back to his ikar kavana. Since his ikar kavana is that he's looking for the chametz, so that's not called that he's mechavim for something else. The tushah of the Magen Avraham. The next inyan I want to talk about is a big kasha from the Gdol Achronim, the Gabi Arsugi over here. Achronim asked the Beis Yaakov in Ksubistaf Memtes, asked the kasha that why b'chol zir din of Prutut of Yosef? Haray over here, there's a lav, besides the Asif giving staka, there's also a lav of Loisa Ametz as Levavcha, Loisa Akwas as Yadcha. There's two lavin over here. So in Mela, why is there b'chol din of Yosef mitzvah part of being a mitzvah? Oisib mitzvah patur bin a mitzvah only patters from other assays. It doesn't patter a person doing lavin. A person can't eat nevelas and trefas while he's being oisib mitzvah. So why over here bechlal is he patter from giving staka to the ani? So the kovet shiurim of basu daf ches, he says the teretz apir ramban in kiddushin daf lama dalad says, he asked the kasha, why does the gemara say that noshim are chayiv in the mitzvah of shabbos aveda shiluch hakan and making a maika, because they're all mitzvahs assay shiloy hazman grama. They're not Zman Grama. In fact, the Ramban, that even if it would be mitzvah asay shazman grama, each of these mitzvahs have a lois asays attached to them. So by lois asays, there's no difference between ish v'isha. Hishva kos of ish v'isha, the kol lois asays v'toira. So it doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah asay shazman grama. They should be chayv to do the mitzvah, mitzvah lois asay. The Ramban answers with a big yisoid. He says that there are mitzvahs, a lot of mitzvahs, when the Torah gives a lois asay also, the whole lois asay is just coming to be mechazik the asay. So, for example, when the Torah says when the Torah said the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, and the Torah said loisucha lehisalem, that lav, the whole heft of that lav, is just coming to be mechazik the asay. But often, that if there's a reason for the asay to not be in practice, reason for the asay to not be chal, so who is in the lav will drop away as well. So, if it would have been an asay shazman grama, the Ramban says, so they would have been potter from the mitzvah, there would have been no lois asay also. So Mel, you can't tell me that chayim didn't lois asay. Because if there wouldn't be an asay, there wouldn't be a lois asay either. So Mel, the Gemara has to say that they are chayim an asay. Because it's not Zman Groma. Mel says Rabbi Chanan, the same thing over here. Staka is the same thing. The ikur of the Torah is the asay. That's the ikur of Kavanas HaTorah. And the lois asay, lois ametz, lois sikbois is just coming to be mechazek the asay. Mela, once we say oisik mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah, so mela, the lois asay falls away as well. That's what Bechanan's teretz. I'll pee this Ramban. Maisel Bechanan goes on and asks two very strong questions on this Ramban. One question is from the Gemara Bab Metziah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that if it wouldn't be for a pasuk, I would have thought that if somebody's father would tell him to not be makayim the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, so we would have to listen to him. K'mash v'lan, you don't listen to the father, you go be makayim the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. The Gemara says pshita, I need a pasuk for that. Haray, there's a lois asay and an asay, right? By Shabbos Aveda, there's an asay and a lois asay. And the mitzvah of kibud avim is merely an asay. I mean, so we know that an asay is only doicha alois asay. An asay is not doicha alois asay ve'asay. So, effectively, Chanan, Chayra, why don't we say that the chiddush of the Torah is if a person was oisek already the mitzvah of kibud avim, he was oisek kibud av, and he came across an aveda, and the father said, continue being oisek in kibud avim and don't be oisek in the aveda. So, b'kihai gavna, the din of oisek mitzvah potur min a mitzvah takes away the asay of a Shabbos Aveda, because he's oisek already in the mitzvah. So the Shabbos Aveda goes off. Ah, there's a lois asay too. So l'chayra, no, because Ramban said that the whole lois asay of a Shabbos Aveda is only coming to be mechazek the asay of the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. So Mela, once the Aseh goes off, who then the Lois Aseh goes off? His other kasha that he asks on the Ramban is from the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Gemara says that even though the Aseh of taking a bird, taking a tzipur, the tzoyach, the korbanos for a mitzvah, is a more choshuv mitzvah, overpowers the mitzvah of shalach to shalach esaim. And still the Gemara says that if somebody wants to take the bird and be mevatel the mitzvah of shalach to shalach esaim, wants to take the bird, letzoyrech this mitzvah of mitzvah, and not be mekayim the mitzvah of shalach to shalach, the Gemara says he can't do that because it's an Aseh. And it can't be doich an ase v'lois ase, because shooing away a bird is an ase and a lois ase. So again, he asks on the Ramban, the Lefidah Ramban, it's not shver, that kasha is not shver, because the whole lois ase is only coming to be mechazik the ase. So once the ase of taking the tzipora, the tzorich, the korbanos, the Gemara says, is more strong than the ase of shalach to shalach, so maybe there's no ase, so maybe the lois ase should go off as well. So why do we apply the din of ase, of ein ase, doich lois ase v'ase? That's the B'chanan's kashas on the Ramban. Another teretz the Achronim say is the Imre Bina in Simen Yud Gimel Ois Gimel. He's mechadish, a tremendous chiddush. He says that there's two different types of aniyim. There's one type of ani who's hoylech midelis ledelis. He knocks on people's doors. So b'kahai gavna, the halacha is, the poskim say, the halacha in Hilchot Tzedakah is, that each person is only mechuyev to give a small amount of money to the ani, because over time he'll collect what he needs. Mashenkin, an ani that's misbayesh, he's embarrassed to go from door to door, such an ani, there's a chiyev to give him dei mechsoyrei. Mamash, the Torah says, everything, give him everything. So he wants to be mechadesh, that this din, this lav, that this these two lavin of loisachboitz and loisaametz are only talking about the second type of ani. The second type of ani, that there's a mitzvah dafka to give him day machsoy, give him all of his needs. So on that, the Torah tells us, don't hold back. Don't hold back. There's a lav. So, but Mashenk and the other ani is coming to the door, there is no lav. So it says Imre Bina Enachanami Lu Yitzur, somebody would be Oisik in the midst of a Shabbos Aveda, and he would come across an ani who's not going from door to door. So Enachanami, he'd be mechuyev to give him because there'd be a lav there. What's the Gemara? What's Rav Yosef talking about? The Afkan ani who's coming to his door. That ani Yitaka Potter, because there is no lav. There is no lav on giving him the money. And Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in the Gemara, the Gemara brings a kasha from the Sefer of the Mishnah that says, Mokum Shenoitel Le'aschar Tipol Na Lehektish. The Gemara brings a kasha on one of the Manda Amrim that we mentioned before, Rami and Ravasi. It's Machlekes Toisvus and the Ran. On which Manda Amr are we asking on? Which Manda Amr is it good? The Toisvus, the Gears of Toisvus holds. The Gemara's Bishlema, we're saying Bishlema Lefi the Manda Amr, that holds that the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about both cases, that even when the Nichse Hamach, even when the Machzir is not allowed to be Nene from the Balaveda, still in that case he's allowed to return the Aveda. So we say that we understand the Seifa. When the Seifa says, Malkom Shanotan Le'aschar, means that the Minog was to pay the Machzir money for returning the lost object, and the Seifa is talking about a case where they're both usher to each other. Even when the machzir can't get enough from the balaveda, and the balaveda can't get enough from the machzir, in that case, we understand why that schar has to go to Hektish. Because manavshach, if he wants to pay the machzir, he can't, because the machzir can't accept the money, because that's considered hana that he's getting from the balaveda. And if the machzir wants to be meichel on the money, he also can't do that, because then he's being mahane, the balaveda. So mela, we have to say tibul hanala Hektish. But if you say the Gemara is daf, if you say that the Reish is only talking about a case where the Balaveda can't be Nene from the Machzir, but the Machzir is allowed to be Nene from the Balaveda, so why did you say Tibon al Hektish? Let the Balaveda pay the Machzir. I mean, the Machzir is allowed to be Nene from the Balaveda. So what's the problem? Which the Gemara answers that the Machzir wants to be Meichel the money, so Mela, he can't keep it. Tibon al Hektish. That's Tosfos gives. So the Ran has Faker. The Ran has Bishlema. Bishlama, if we're only talking about a case where the machzir, where the balaveda cannot be nene from the machzir, then I understand why tibul hanala hekdish, because we're talking about somebody who wants to be meichel the money. Hare the machzir wants to be meichel the money, and therefore he can't keep the money. Mashenke, and if the Mishnah is even talking about a case where the machzir can't be nene
from the Baal Aveda. So in that case, what's the problem? Let him be Meichel. He let him be Meichel because the Baal Aveda is allowed to be Nenner from the Machzir. Only the Machzir can't be Nenner from the Baal Aveda. That's the Ran's gears in the Gemara. The Ran obviously has to deal with this question. He asks himself, why can't we just say, why is the Mishnah have to say Tipul Hanala Hekdish in the case where the Baal Aveda can't be Nenner from the Machzir? Why doesn't the Mishnah just tell him to pay the Machzir? What's the problem? Why can't he just pay the Machzir the money? Why does he have to keep it? So he says the Mishnah's dafka talking about a Gavra, a Karna, who won't accept money for being Mekayim in the Mitzvah of Shabbos Veda. The Keren Oyer points out a fascinating thing. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis, and this is Nogeh, what we mentioned before also. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis learns Al Derech the Ran. He just explains that the reason why the Machzir cannot accept money is because if he takes money for doing a Shabbos Aveda, so now it's not considered that he's doing the mitzvah anymore. And the Rambam learns, the Rambam brings the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says a little bit different than our Gemara. Our Gemara says, when the Nichsei of the Baal Aveda, when the Baal Aveda can't be nanner from the Machzir, so the reason why the Machzir is allowed to return the Chevet, our Gemara says, is because Meidam de Nafshei Kamahadule. He's giving him back his own thing. He's not called it a Jimahanahim. The Gemara in Ksubis says, Mitzvah Ka'avid. The reason why he's allowed to give him back his chavit is because mitzvah ko'ovid. Says the Rambam is going with the Gemara in Ksubis. That since the whole reason why he's allowed to give him back his chavit is because he's doing a mitzvah. By the way, Derech Agav, the Rishonim explained the reason why what the Svar of mitzvah ko'ovid is that he's not, since his Ikar Kavanah is to do a mitzvah, it's not called that he's doing something for the Baal Aveda. He's doing something for the Eibishter. Memela, the Baal Aveda is Nene. That's how the Rishonim explained the Gemara over there in Ksubis. So the Rambam says, if he takes money, so now he's not doing a mitzvah anymore, because his Ikar Kavanah is for the money, he's not doing a mitzvah. So there's no svar of mitzvah ko'avid. So if the Rambam, it's muchach that the money has to be tipul hanala hektish. Because he can't take the money, because if he takes the money, if the Baal Aveda pays the Machzir, so now there's no mitzvah anymore, and mele it's considered that he's being mahaneh, the Baal Aveda. And he can't be meichel on the money, because if he's meichel on the money, so why do he be mahana the Baal Aveda by being meichel on the money? From this Rambam, we see mamish lechayra akushi atzuma on the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha we brought before said that when someone oisik in a real emissa mitzvah, so then the fact that he's getting money is not going to take away the cheft of the shame of the mechavim for the mitzvah. You see, lehedya from this Rambam, even though he's being oisik in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, which is an emes of mitzvah in the Torah, still, if he takes money for the mitzvah, so it's not considered that he's doing a mitzvah anymore. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Dal Amud Beis begins Amar Rava Haisa Lefan of Kikar Shel Hefker, the Amar Kikar Zu Hektish, Nata Va'ichla Malafi Kula, Va'hevish Lebana Malafi Tovus Anashaba. In the Rishonim, there's basically two pshatim as to what happened over here. How is he being machdish this kikar shel hefker? The shita of the Rosh brings from Rav Lezer Mimitz is that he was far away from the kikar, and he was the closest person there. There was nobody closer to him that was able to be zeich in the kikar before him. And therefore, he compares it to the Gemara. The Gemara says, in Perek Afal Pi, that somebody says, sod zu shemashkanti lecha. He gave a sod as a mashkan to somebody else. L'kishe efdena, Tikdush. When I paid it from you, I want it to be hekdush. So we say that since it's biyod, the Gemara says hayelu biyod doy livdois. So in Mela, the kedusha is chal. The kedusha is going to be chal. And who then Tosfos says the same thing. Tosfos brings a different Gemara. Says the same Shabbat, he brings a different Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin of Samuel Beis, Kol shebiyadoi lav kemechuser maisa domi. The example of the Gemara there is talking about somebody, the Gemara says you can't be mafish truma from a chuber onto a talush. So if somebody goes up to the mechuber and he says, I want this to be truma on the talush when I uproot it. So then the Gemara says, when he uproots it, the truma is chal. Since it was biyadoi to do it, it's lavka b'chusa ma'isa dami. It's as if it's done already. It's not so shvei. So it's over here. Since nobody was closer to him than the chevetz, and it was muach that he was going to be the one that was going to be zeich in this chevetz, so mela he could be machdish the chevetz. It's kilu, he has the chevetz already. The Ran has a different shot. The Ran learns that the kikar was within his dalat amos, and it's just like the Gemara says that dalat amos shel chavit, dalat amos, every person's dalat amos is like a is a kinyan. He can be koina things within his dalat amos. So over here too, he used his dalat amos to be koina on behalf of Hektish. Just like the Gemara says, hamagbia mitzia lechaveray kana chaveray. So to over here, because of Migud Zachal and Avshi Zachal Lechavre. So to over here, he can use his chaser, Kilu, he's being kind on behalf of Hektish. That's what he did. He was kind on behalf of Hektish. That's a shita with the Ran. But Mai said, this Ran is very nogeya sugi in Baba Basra. Baba Basra of Ayin Tes, the Gemara over there says that if somebody's makdish a boar, and after he's makdish the boar, it becomes nismala with Mayim. The boar gets filled up with water. So the halacha is ain moilim boy. Later on, the Gemara there has a machlokes about it, but for legabi linyan, what's nogeya linyan neinu, ain moilim boy. There's no meila on the mayim, only on the boar. So over there, the Tosis and the Rashbam both explain the reason why there's no meila on the mayim. Why don't we say that the boar is like a chotzer shel hektish. It's like a chotzer shel hektish, the boar. And when the water goes in, so the chotzer of hektish is koine the mayim, and the mayim should become hektish. It says the Tosis, the Rashbam and Tosis both explain that the whole kinyan of a chotzer is midin yad. The Gemara learns out in Bab Metzia that it has a din like a person's yad, and a hektish doesn't have a yad. Hektish has no oifen yecholus of being koine with the kinyan. There's no yad of hektish. Hektish is not a person. So Mimela, who are then, they have no kinyan chotzer. So Mimela, when the water falls into the bar, says the Rashbam and Tosfos, the mayim is chulin. It doesn't become kodesh b'chlal. And Mimela, there's no me'ila on that. The Tosfos in Simin Reish, Sifkot and Aleph, is mistapek. If Tosfos and Rashbam mean that the kinyan chotzer is legamre mufka from hektish, or dafka, the chotzer of hektish can't be koine. But if, let's say, a hediot wants to use his chotzer to be koin on behalf of Hektish, can they do that? It says the Ktzois, he has a right from our Ran over here, because the Ran says that when the Kikar Shel Hefker is within his Dalat Amos, he can use his Dalat Amos to be koin on behalf of Hektish. And we know that Dalat Amos is like a chotzer. The whole din of Dalat Amos, the Chazal gave it a din of a chotzer. So maybe you see Lehedia that somebody can use his chotzer to be coin on behalf of Hektish. Just Hektish himself can't use their chotzer to be coined for themselves. The Kilz Yaakov in Baba Basra Siman Lamed Vav, he explains very nicely what's the pshat. He says like this, that the reason why Hektish can't be coined with a chotzer is because what's the reason why a chotzer is like a yad? A yad of a person is oimid for his ishtamshus. That's the tachas of a person's hand. It's a mishtamish himself. Mishtamish for himself. So Mela, a person's chotzer is also oimid for that. A person's chotzer is oimid for his tashmishin. That's what he does with a chotzer. That's the ikur tachas of a person's chotzer. So Mela, the Torah said that a person's chotzer is like his yad, has a din of his yad, like Abi Kinyonim. Zok the Stipler, the chotzer of Hektish is not like that. The chotzer of Hektish is not oimid for the ishtamshus of Hektish, of Kavi Yochel, Kodesh Baruch Hu's ishtamshus. It's oimid for our ishtamshus, just that it's oimid dafka, it's miyucha dafka for the ishtamshus of Hektish, of Gvoya. We use the chotzer in order to do tashmishei kedusha with it. But not that it's for the ishtamshus of Hektish, so a male doesn't have a din of the chotzer of Hektish. But lo'olam, there's no chisaron with Hektish being koine for somebody else's chotzer. Hooray, somebody else's chotzer is his, like his yad, and then he uses his yad, just like he can use his hand to be koine on behalf of Hektish. He can use his chotzer to be koine on behalf of Hektish. So Melo, the Ktois is poishit his shalot from here. The Ramban there in Baba Basra has a different shita. The Ramban holds, the Ramban says over there, the reason why there's no me'ila, ain't moilim boy, is because even though the bar is koine, there is a zachia of the bar. The bar is koine. But afilu hachi ain't me'ila. That's the short words of the Ramban. The Ktois there in Simin Reish explains, the pshat in Ramban is that since that is not in order to have a chiyuv me'ila, it's not enough that the chevetz is chalon in a din hektish. It has to be kodshei b'nei Yisrael. It has to be nikdash al yedei. He calls it kedushas peh. And the Ktzois didn't have the Chidush HaRitvan Bav Basra, but the Chidush HaRitvan Bav Basra is before it's like the Ktzois. The Ktzois was Mechavan Mamish Le'amita Shel Torah, that Pshat in the Ramban is, that it has to be a Yidei, a Kiddush HaSpeh. The Ramban, the Ktzois compares it to the Gemara in Zvachim, of Mem Hei, that says that even though an Akum can be Maktish the Behema L'Mizbeach, there's no Me'ila. So you see there also, that even though there's hektish atzchal on the behema, but there's no me'il on that, because it wasn't ayidei Yisrael, it wasn't ayidei, it's not called kochei b'nei Yisrael, yid wasn't mekadeshit, he wasn't makdeshit. In fact, the Ramban, the Tzoyis ask on the Ramban, Nochamal from our sugya, it says lahedi in our Gemara, that if somebody's makdish, according to the Ranach upon him, if somebody's makdish achefetz, ayidei his chotzer, he uses his chotzer to be koine the kikar, to the hektish. So here too, the way that hektish was koined this kikar was not ayidei ayid being makdish it. He picked it up and he was koined on behalf of hektish. There was no kedushas peh over here. There was no kedushas peh. And afilu hachi it's mevu in the hemshich of the Gemara that if somebody's nene from the kikar, so there's meila. Because of this kasha, the Tzoy says it's a mamish a kasha enel of tshuva on the Ramban, and he paskins, he says Allah is like Tosfos. What? Where's this Nogela halacha? It is Nogela halacha. The Magen Avram in Simin Kuf Nun Ches in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses Sivka Nachov Gimel. He brings an aguda. The aguda says that if somebody finds a chefet in a shul in a Beis Knesses, even be'oifen that it's mishtamer, it's guarded. Be'oifen that if it would be in somebody's chotzer, so the bal hachotzer would be koine the aveda, but in a shul it's not koine. Says the Aguda, why? Because Ein Yad LeHektish. He applies the din. He learns Al Derech Tosfos and the Rashbam that Hektish, since they don't have a Yad, but Mele they don't have a Kinyan Chotzer as well. And just like Tosfos and the Rashbam said it, the Mayim doesn't become a Cheftz of Hektish. Hu Adin over here, Ashrua, Beis Knesses, is the same idea that the Mayim, the Chefet that falls into a Beis Knesses, it doesn't become the Chefta of it doesn't become the Chefta of Hektish of the Shul. Doesn't belong to the Shul. Maybe somebody else is allowed to take it. The Maisa, the Sivas in Simon Reish in Zakdoma over there in the Simon Kidin Chotzer, he speaks out Taka that the Ramban in Balbas would be Chodek on this Aguda because of the Ramban. It's not the pshat that the hektish is not koine. Hektish is koine. It's dafka dinin meila. Dafka dinin meila. So mele in a base kinesis. So avada the chevet would become the kinyan of the shul because it's not nogei meila by that. So mele it comes out there as machlokes. Be'ezus Hashem, I'm just going to make a haschola onto the next sugya. The Gemara says, Kikari alecha v'nasvoli matana mahu. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara's poishit the shayla, that even though he said Kikari, if he gives it to him, and then he's mocking it to the mudah, you know, it's asur. And the Ran explains that the chat in the Gemara is, the reason is, because if you tell me that his das was dafa kozman, that it's by me, but if I'm mocking it to you, I don't have das, that it should be asur to you. So why did he need to make a nether for that? Alright, anyways, because one that was by me was also for you to be nanda from it. So the Rebbe Chanan in Kovit Shiurim, Chelik Beis in Yun Ches, brings the kash of the Machane Ephraim. Why don't we say that really his das was that it should only be Asr Kozman that is by me? And the Nafkamina is that it's also for the Muda to be Mechamim Es Yodov. Alpi the Yushalmi says that it's also a feel of him to be Mechamim Es Yodov. So, and Mele, there's no Hechach anymore that his das was even after he's Machane to him. So Bechanan wants to say a big Yisrael. He says a big vort over here. He answers that there's two types of Isurim in Isuri Hana. There's an Isur which comes from the Parsha of Hektish, that the Chavetz becomes the Chavetz of Hektish, and there's an Isur which comes from the Parsha of Lo Yachal Dvaroi. So he wants to say, Yachal Dvaroi, you have to keep your words. It's an Isur to be over the nether, because otherwise you can't, if you're over the nether, you bevatel your word, and that's a lav. So he wants to say that the din of Mechavim is Yodov, is not also midin hekdish because anyways the iser of the hana of hanas yodav is a davar it's not kederach hanasay and hekdish he says does not have it is not is mutter shalik kederach hanasay so al koychach the warming up the hands is something which is only a function of the din of loyachal dvaray. So Zot Bachalan, one of the nafkaminas between if an iser is if the mechayev of the iser is loyachal dvaray or if the mechayev is the iser the cheft of hekdish is But the Chefza of Hektish is an Isra Chefza. Like the Mar says at the beginning of the Dharm on Isra Chefza is because it's Chal Nechef, it's a Kedusha. That's the Isra Chefza. Mashek in Layachal Dvara is only a Din in the Gavra. There's nothing Chal Nechef at all. Just the mensch himself has to keep his word. Memela says of Chanan, Layachal Dvara can only be done on the person who makes neder himself. Meaning, if someone asks the chefza and he gives the chefza din kedusha, so that he can ask on other people. He can if someone says kikari alecha and it's chal on it and it's a hekdish, so it's asr on everybody. Mashenke, and if somebody says somebody makes a neder and the whole machayv of the neder is only the din of liyachal dvaray, for example, the iser to warm his hands, that he can only do on himself. Somebody can't make a din of Layachal Dvaray on somebody else. Reuven doesn't have to keep the word of Shimon. Shimon's Layachal Dvaray only applies to himself. He can't aser chimu miyadayim on the other person. He can only ask that on himself. So Memeel, it's Muchach, says Rechonon, that the Isser was that even after he was Makne to him, it should be Asr, because Kol Zman that it's by him, there is no Nafke Mina Legabe Bimcham Yodov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.